Mike Hofer, Director of Seed Solutions Marketing Functional Crop Care for the Global Business Unit. Thanks for chatting with us today.
You got it all out.
You were worried I wasn't going to make it, right? Thanks for chatting with us today with SeedWorld, and I'd like to learn a little bit more about your role from a global perspective with BASF and the seed treatment business. Can you expand on what your job is and what some of the challenges and opportunities are?
Yeah, certainly. So thank you, Craig, for having me today. And certainly my role is really to lead a team that we put together, really a portfolio of seed solution products, looking into the long term, understanding where we believe the market's going, some of those needs and opportunities in the marketplace, whether it's a seed solution biological, seed solution chemistry, seed solution coating, or inoculants. Those things all can work together, ultimately to provide a better crop to the farmer, regardless of where they're at in the world.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Sounds like an easy job.
It's a fun job. And it's a dynamic job. I mean, the fun part about it certainly is meeting people, understanding different parts of agriculture, whether it's in India or China, as we were talking before, or here in the United States. There's differences, but there's also a lot of similarities when you talk about the needs and the opportunities in the marketplace. To give an example, inoculation, I think a lot of the soybeans here in the United States are now, you know, inoculated with a rhizobia, but there's improvements there that can occur. And then in India, it's something almost brand new. And bringing that technology to a country like India is a real opportunity. Opportunity for the Indian farmer to grow a better crop.
Well, like you said, Mike, the principles are the same. The concept of using seed treatment products across the globe are the same. There's a reason why we use them and why they should be applied. But the techniques and how you're going to do that globally in different geographies change, and they're different. So how do you consolidate your communications and your messaging and educate all of these different regions globally? That must be a challenge.
It is a challenge, but also in the fact that we have seed solution centers located in a variety of places around the world. We have a center in Brazil, as an example, United States. We just are expanding a site actually in Germany, and another facility in Shanghai. And that's just an example of having these different seed solution centers where really we can do testing on products locally, you know, that's kind of specific to those local conditions, but also maybe take some of the learnings that we have in the different locations and apply that to another location. And as you know very well, you know, what we can do in South America can be then transferred up to North America as an example, and vice versa, just even with the cropping season difference. And it really gives us an opportunity sometimes to almost have two or three crops in 1 year. And we learn that much faster.
Right. Interesting. So these seed solution facilities, you call them?
Yes.
Regionally positioned. Tell me more about how you engage out of these facilities with maybe it's retailers or end users to your product. What kind of resources do you and tools do you offer?
Yeah, I mean, it's a combination of things. From an education standpoint, we can use it from an internal education standpoint to learn more about our seed treatment technologies, utilizing machines. We might have a seed treater machine located at one of these centers, but we also can have labs, greenhouses, as well as field trials. So depending on what we think we need to bring forward and the need in the marketplace, so to speak, whether it's internal education or external education, we really have a lot of tools at our disposal to test products and then also educate.
Interesting. Very interesting. Thank you. What does the 2016 look like for you guys? How do you feel about it in your guts?
You know, from a global perspective in commodities, I think we all recognize there's a lot of different dynamics happening right now, where the different currencies and are definitely changing. I think the currencies are impacting the agriculture market, and certainly we've had some really good crops in certain areas too. So right now the supplies look pretty healthy, so to speak, to work through from a soft commodity perspective. However, I think we all recognize the long-term trends in agriculture, and we talk about those a lot, where there's more people. Those people want to eat higher caloric foods, and with that, I think the long-term for agriculture remains very, very positive. And that's one of the things at BASF. We continue to invest in agriculture. We spend roughly today around $700 million on research and development. And certainly that's not about 2016, but that's more about the future of 2020 and 2025.
Mm-hmm, for sure.
Because certainly it takes a lot of research and investment to bring those market products into the marketplace.
Absolutely. Mike, thank you very much for taking a few minutes out to talk to SeaWorld today. Sincerely appreciate it.
Thank you, Craig.
Thank you.